ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ 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 ಜಯ ಹೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಚಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡು ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡು ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀಜ್ ಬ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀಜ್ ಮಥುರಾ ದ್ವಾರಕಾ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀಜ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ನವದೀಪ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಶ್ವೇತ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಯಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಕೀ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕೀ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ಕೀ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಮಾಸ್ ಕೀ ಕಾರ್ತಿಕ್ ಮಹಿನಾ ಕೀ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತೆ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಸ್ತಿಕೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಥೋ 10 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 9 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 8 ಹುಲುಕುಲ ಅಂಗ್ರೇ ಉಪರಿ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮರ್ಖಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಹೈಯಾಂಗವಂ ಚೌರ್ಯ ವಿಸಾಂಕಿತ ಇಕ್ಷಣಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ ಸುತಂ ಆಗಮತ್ ಶನೈ. ಉಲೂಕಲಾಂಗ್ಲೇರುಪರಿ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮರ್ಕಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಹಯಂಗವಂ ಚೌರ್ಯ ವಿಶಾಂಕಿತೇ ಕ್ಷಣಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪಶ್ಚಾಸುತಮಾಗಮಚ್ಚನೆ. ಉಲೂಕಲಾಂಗ್ರೇರುಪರಿ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮರ್ಕಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಹೈಯಾಂಗವಂ ಚೌರ್ಯ ವಿಶಾಂಕಿತೇ ಕ್ಷಣಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪಶ್ಚಾಸುತಮಾಗಮಚ್ಚನೆ. ಉಲೂಕಲಾಂಗ್ರೇರುಪರಿ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮರ್ಕಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಹೈಯಾಂಗವಂ ಚೌರ್ಯ ವಿಶಾಂಕಿತೇ ಕ್ಷಣಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪಶ್ಚಾಸುತಮಾಗಮಚ್ಚನೆ. ಉಲೂಕಲಾಂಗ್ರೇ ಮರ್ಕಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಹೈಯಂಗವಂ ಚೌರ್ಯ ವಿಶಂಕಿ ಚೇಷನಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪಶ್ಚಾಸುತ ಕಾಮಮಚ್ಚನೆ. ಉಲೂಕಲಾಂಗ್ರೇರುಪರಿ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮರ್ಕಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮರ್ಕಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಹಯಂಗವಂ ಚೌರ್ಯ ವಿಶಂಕಿತೇಶನಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪಶ್ಚಾಸುತಮಾಗಮಚ್ಚನೆ. ಉಲೂಕಲಾಂಗ್ಲೇರುಪರಿ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಮರ್ಕಾಯ ಕಾಮಂ ದದತಂ ಶಿಚಿಸ್ಥಿತಂ ವಿಶಾಂಕಿತೇ ಕ್ಷಣಂ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪಶ್ಚಾಸುತಮಾಗತ. ಉಲುಕುಲ ಅಂಗ್ರೇ of the mortar in which spices were ground and which was being kept upside down, upari on top, vyavasthitam, Krishna was sitting Markhaya onto a monkey. Kamam, according to his satisfaction. Dadatam, delivering shares. Sichi stitam, situated in the butter pot, hanging on the swing. Hayangavam, butter and other milk preparations. Chaurya Vishankita, because of stealing, were anxiously looking hither and thither. Ekshanam, whose eyes, iti riksha, by seeing these activities, paschat, from behind, sutam, her son, agamat, she reached, shanai, very slowly, cautiously. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna at that time was sitting on an upside down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations such as yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. Because of having stolen, he was looking around with great anxiety, suspecting that he might be chastised by his mother. Mother Yashoda, upon seeing him very cautiously, approached him from behind. Purport. Mother Yashoda was able to trace Krishna by following his butter-smeared footprints. She saw that Krishna was stealing butter and thus he smiled. Meanwhile, the crows also entered the room and came out in fear. Thus, Mother Yashoda found Krishna stealing butter and very anxiously looking here and there. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vishamcha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Vipasinduya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we welcome all of you for this year's auspicious month, which is called Damodar month. So we know this month very famous for offering diya and of course many other activities, but one of the most popular thing in our society is morning, evening chanting Damodar Astakam. So Shivananda Shyam Prabhu said, you begin with the first verse of Damodar Astakam. Before I begin, just a little understanding about that, what is the origin of this Damodar Astakam. We all know that this is the expression of heartfelt love feelings and what he visualized, Satyavrat Muni. He has put down in this Astakam, 8 verses. So this is Astakam verses are there in Padma Purana. So this comes in the conversation between Narada Muni and Shaunaka Rishi. So 500 years back, Sanatan Goswami was a pure devotee and also a scholar. So he documented this in his book Hari Bhakti Vilas. Now, during Kartik month, there are many popular things known that if you do this, this will be the result. If you do this, this will be the result. And it becomes very viral. Kartik Mahina ka Mahima. I know the glories of Kartik month. And most of the things are material. And as devotees, obviously we are not interested in something material. We want Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan ki. So our interest obviously is not something material, that we want to increase our devotion. Right? So specially this month is also called Srimati Radha Rani's month. Is also, besides Damodar, Kartik month. So devotees during this time, whatever spiritual activities they do, especially worshipping Radha Damodar, Yashoda Damodar, and chanting this, it many folds, it gives spiritual credits to increase your devotion. Now who said this? So Sanatan Goswami, who wrote this book Hari Bhakti Vilas, see, we have been hearing of course for last few weeks, but at least recent past is 5th and 6th canto, such complex subjects on cosmology, how to understand, remember Krishna's creation, Srishti Leela. And then just yesterday on 6th canto, we heard about the Yamadutas getting confused. They thought that, you know, we are the controllers. I thought you are the controller, Yamraj. Yamraj says, what about me? Even Brahma and Shiva and all the demigods, they will not understand how is he controlling. So in this type of a complete bewilderment, we are taking a break and jumping into one unique thing about the Lord, which is very confidential, His sweetness. What sweetness? Let us see. So Sanatan Goswami, in the Shastra, there are a lot of Dharma Shastra, Yoga Shastra, Karma Shastra and all. That is for, in general, for humanity. But there are some Shastras which are meant exclusively for those who want to develop devotion to Krishna. Other all from coming from Manu Samhita, and this is for humanity, how to live, you know, how to humankind should behave. But Hari Bhakti Vilas emphasizes more on how a devotee should worship, how we should eat, how we should sleep, how we should drink, how he should keep his body clean, how we should deal with each other, how we should behave, how we should enter the temple, what he should do, what he should not do. When he is saying all these things, in one of the chapter, the 16th chapter, he brings out this glories of Damodar Ashtakam by Satyavrat Muni. But then, to make it very easy for us, because this is what usually acharyas they do, they know that the population in the future, they may not understand clearly, so he wrote a commentary on that, Sanatan Goswami, and it's called Dik Darshini. And in that commentary, he is making this Damodar Ashtakam simple for us to understand and to know what is actually the bhava. See, even if you don't have bhava, even if you don't, you do it mechanically, still there is benefit. But what if we do with bhava? So anyway, we are going to chant. Here we chant only once in the evening. But if we understand what exactly it means, the word meaning, so obviously there is no question about that, we'll receive more mercy. So this is what he says. Sanatan Goswami is saying here, I could not read that book Hari Bhakti Vilas, but something which he says here is that this Damodar Ashtakam Nama Stotram, which is like a Damodara Archanam, it will cause, if it is done Nithyam, Damodar Akarshi. Damodar Akarshi means it attracts the Lord. This is what is Pate Satyavrat Uditham. This is what is there in Padma Puran, which Sanatan Goswami is telling us, that this Damodara Namastotram, which is also called Damodara Archanam. Now there are different ways of Archanam, but commonly known Archanam is what is going on inside, you know. We say that Aarti chal raha hai, Diya dikha raha hai, or Shringar, or Bhog chadha raha hai. This is also one type of an Archanam. Just understanding, chanting, hearing, discussing on Damodara Nama Stotram, Damodara Ashtakam, it causes Damodara Akarshi. So this is a very special month, and this is one of the most special thing by the mercy of Abhus. All Shastras are written by Vedavyas. Then we have Satyavrat Muni specifically bringing out this, which is there in the Shastra. We don't know much about Satyavrat Muni. Obviously, this is not the king Satyavrat, the one who was in complete crisis in the ocean. He was trying to protect. And that time, Matsya Avatar comes to protect him. So he is not that. So he is Satyavrata Muni, who is just wants, he doesn't want anything, but he just wants, in my heart, I want to just visualize this thing which is happening in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. That's enough. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and of course Sanatan Goswami in our parampara, who have given us this opportunity, that this is also one type of an archanam. So if anyway we are chanting that, why not? So first we will just chant once together, and then we will see what is Sanatan Goswami trying to make our understanding better.
Namamishwaram Sachidhananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda biyolokaladdavamanam param shritam matyanta todrutya gopya.
So it's only once, Prabhu. So we are going to focus only on this first verse. So to begin with, Sanatan Goswami he brings out some attributes, something vishesha. So out of them, at least four things are there, and there are many more, which we may not discuss much, but it will come in our discussion. But one is tattva vishesha. Second is rupa vishesha. Third is parivara vishesha. And fourth is leela vishesha. So let us begin. Nama. What is nama? Nama. Namaste. Namaskar. This Anjali Mudra. Namo. All things which begins, whatever activities we do. Namaste Narsingaya. Nama Namo Tulasi Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. So this etiquette in a Vaishnava culture is, one is obviously offering respect. So respect to something worshipable, great. But not only just worshipping, it is also invoking auspiciousness before you start anything. Like we say Mangalacharan. Like when we, before you start the class, we say invoke auspiciousness. And not only that, this also means seeking blessings. So Satyavrat Muni begins with Namami, Namo. Namo to whom? Ishwaram. Now common understanding is Ishwaram is Shiva. So this is not that Shiva. This is Shiva's controller. Ishwaram is controller. But he is the controller, everyone's controller, which Brahma says, Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchidhananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So when we say something like controller, what is the common understanding, which is a very common in our India, that something powerful cannot have form. Because how can it have form? Because something which is all pervading, unlimited, if you say he has got a form, that means you are limiting him. Oh yes, we don't know, it cannot have form. So Satyavrat Muni immediately wants to smash that by saying Satchidananda Rupam. Immediately he gets this point that he's got a rupam, he's got a form. How can you say that, you know, you are limiting? Actually, when you say that he cannot take a form, he cannot have a form, itself means that you are limiting. When you say he is infinite, then how can it not have form? You say that he is infinite, but he can't have form. That means you are limiting. Absolute truth means he can do anything. So that includes form also. That includes formlessness also. So both are included. Prabhupada gives the example of course, sun. Sunshine. Sunshine is formless, but it is coming from sun, which has got a form. So everything is included in this, and Satyavrat Muni immediately wants to smash this thought about anyone thinking that controller, the supreme controller, not having form, he has such chit ananda. Now only important thing to understand is, what does Satchit Ananda? Because when the Lord comes down, he also comes like a human. You see that, you know, he also has like us, our body like us, two eyes, ears, hands, limbs. And when he comes in human society, he behaves like a human. His activities are just like human. And many times it is, and especially in this, or to speak about him, that controller, the concept all over the world is, if the Lord is someone who is a controller, means he has to be very powerful. And here, the concept of that God is coming like a child. Imagine that, coming like a child, and not only child, he is running out of fear, he is lying, he is punished, he is trembling, and he is bound.
Whatever Lord are you worshipping?
But Satyavrat Muni knows who is he. Whether he's a small child or he's showing his Virat Roop, he's the same Lord who has all the power. Otherwise, you know, the common concept about someone who is the origin of origin, the most, he must be very old. You know that famous figure about, you know, lifting of Hercules, and he looks so tired. He's like a big burden, he's carrying the universe, and he has a beard and all. It must be like this. And here we are talking, he's a child who's running here and there, and you know, he's crying and all. You're worshipping him. What a confidential thing about what the acharyas are revealing to us about the Lord can present. So there is, in the beginning of, you know, Prabhupada's moment, like, of course they had never heard about, you know, who is Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, they didn't know, but this lady was an artist. So Prabhupada told her that, you show this pastime that Krishna is lifting Govardhan. So she did that. Now for her understanding that lifting Govardhan and Krishna, Krishna has to be muscular. He's lifting up like this means, so she showed him a body like, you know, he's got like a, you know, big muscular body she painted and showed. So Prabhupada started laughing. He said, Krishna is not like this. It is not that because he has to lift that he should be like this. He's absolute. So this is how is the general understanding about the Lord can. So Lord, even if he's a nine-day-old child, he could kill Putana, so what to speak about, you know, he can do anything, that is his power. But Satchitananda, one of the most important thing to understand is, we should know that Sat, Chit and Ananda, he is eternal, he is full of knowledge and he is blissful. Compared to that, there should not be any misunderstanding that, oh, his body, is it about what experience? No, our body is Asat, Achit and Niranand. Asat, because we know that our body, it doesn't remain same. You see the photograph when you are young and when you are old, you'll be shocked to see that the body can change. That means it is not sustainable at all. It deteriorates. Krishna's body doesn't deteriorate. Just for Leela, he grows to one level and then he is Navakishore. He doesn't change. Even if by some calculation he is, during the war, he is, I don't know how old he was during the war, Kurukshetra? 120 years, but you, 125 years, but do you see him? He is the same Nava, Yavanam, Navakishore. He doesn't, that's what is his Rupam. So, the tattva part was Ishvara, controller. Satchitananda Rupam is the Rupa Vishesha. And Chit, our body is full of ignorance. He is fully conscious of everything. What is our state? You know, we can't even know what is happening in our mind, what to speak about others' mind, what to speak about what is going on inside our body. And when we sleep, we are completely in ignorance. The Lord is not that he sleeps, but he is fully conscious. Nothing like our, as Prabhupada says, when you sleep, whether it's a dog or a king, when you sleep, both are totally in ignorance. There is no difference. This is ignorance, complete. And what a body, struggling. People are struggling. This disease is 8 months old. Mahabhagavat Prabhu. What a mysterious thing, still people don't know exactly what is happening. The best of scientists, working very hard, trying to find vaccine. We pray that, you know, they find out. It's very mysterious. What will you understand about this body? So this is, but Krishna is not like that. And as far as Ananda is concerned, I don't think we need to discuss. Everyone has an experience about this body. This body is meant for only misery. I don't think anyone of, even if he's young, fit and all, some or the other, there is some experience about, you know, misery in this body, you know, whether it is physical or mental. So this is what we are. So, but his body is Satchitananda, and even when he comes down, he comes through his internal potency, Yoga Maya, he comes as he is. He doesn't, he is not bound by anything. He is not bound by anything, but today in this verse, he is bound by it. So how do we understand that? We'll come to know when we talk about his Parivara Vishesha. This is Rupa. So Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanu. Now Lasat Kundalam also talks about the beauty part. His Kundalam, earrings, when he's running. Now why did he run here? Which will come in the Leela part, you know. But he was running and the Kundal was moving. So when the Kundal was moving and it was touching the cheek of Krishna, it was looking beautiful. What was looking beautiful? The Kundal was looking beautiful. Because Krishna is always beautiful. So this also adds to another part of our body, that for us to make our body look attractive, we have to do something. We have to do some type of, you know, whether it is deodorant, fragrance, or dress, or ornaments. Krishna's body is, as such, it is beautiful. But when something comes in contact with him, that becomes beautiful. That itself becomes beautiful because of Krishna. So, there is one very nice verse in Bhagavatam from 3rd Canto. When Vidura met, Vidura met Uddhava, and Vidura just inquired about Krishna, Uddhava went into a trance. Because that remembrance of Krishna and that separation, for how long we don't know, for several seconds or minutes he chala gaya, shant. And then when he came back, he speaks about, so in that one of the words I thought I'll speak about what does it, he says about Yan Martya Leela Paikam Swayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grahitam Vismapanam Swasyacha Sovagharde Param Padam Bhushana Bhushanangam. This is the word which is very relevant for discussion. He is saying Bhushana is ornament. Bhushanangam is of all the ornaments. He is the ornament of the ornaments, is what Uddhava is telling. That's his beauty. So the body what we have is Nirananda, and so sometimes acharyas, they are very harsh to just wake us up. So there is in Mukunda Mala Stotra, there is one very nice verse by Kula Shekara. It's very, very harsh, but it is something very instructive. He says that Idam Shariram Satasandhi Jarjaram. Idam Shariram Satasandhi Jarjaram. Patat Tavashyam Parinama Peshalam. Kim Aushadam Prachasi Muda Dhurmati Niramayam Krishna Rasaya Nam Pibha. Want to know why it is harsh? He is saying, Idam Shariram Satasandhi Jarjaram. Now if your joints are okay moving, you will not know. Person who has got arthritis, you ask him, how many joints you have? He will know every joint. There are many joints in the body. But he is saying, this body has got many joints. Satasandhi Jarjaram Patattavashyam Parinama Peshalam. This body 100%. Kim Aushadam Prachasi. Are kya bhar bhar kya puch raha hai yaar, wo dawa liya kya, ye dawa liya kya, ye hai kya. Oh, of course, I'm not saying dawa to lena hai, dawa lena hai. Kim Prachasi, Kim Aushadam Prachasi Muda. Muda is very heavy word. You fool. Dhurmate Mati. Mati means someone who has lost his intelligence. So he is saying Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam. Krishna Rasayanam means we are discussing about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, chanting, worshipping. Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam. Have you taken that? So if you take that, what will you get? Niramayam. You will get a body which is, there is no misery at all. Sometimes people take pride in that, how much, you know, I'm spending on my body. So I had heard one class, his holiness Radha Govind Maharaj. So he was speaking, ek gaon mein ek zamindar apne jo servant hai usko daat raha hai. He is chastising his servant. Tumhari kya aukaat? Tumhari jo tanka hai utna main mahine mein dawaiyon mein kharcha karta hun. So he is proud that you know how much I am spending. So some things Kulashekara wants to just remind us about. Of course, health is very important. You have to take care of it. It goes without saying, without good health, you cannot perform devotional service. So that lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam. Now gokule means this is where this leela happened. So the place. Brajamanam, this is a word which is very important, brajamanam. This says about parivara vishesha. Gokule is the place where, and we all know that this happened on this tithi. When Govardhan Puja happened, the same tithi, 3 years, that time Krishna was 7 years, but 3 years ago, that means when he was 4 years, on the same day, evening, Damodar Leela. So it was 3 years before and it happened in Gokule. Why it is said Gokule? Because Gokul is the place where Krishna has his parivar. Who are the parivar? Not ordinary parivar. His parivar are very intimate parivar. So in there, his brilliance is exuberating. His qualities are shining like anything. Brajamanam. Of course, Gokule means there are cows and calves and many other things are there. But among them, this is the place where he is at home. He feels very free. So all his qualities, they come out to the highest, which is not seen in any other form. It will not be in Vaikuntha. That is why it is specified Gokule Brajamanam. So Parivar Prabhupada speaks, of course, now the days of selfies and all, you know, we take. But there is a tradition that if you see any every house, if you see that, if you go to any traditional family, you'll see that there will be always a group photograph. Huh? And people take, ye hamare, ye hai, wo hai, ye hai. You know, Prabhupada himself speaks about that when he went to someone's house and this man was just telling, introducing that ye meri bahu hai, ye beta hai, ye pota hai, ye mere chacha hai, ye chachera hai, ye wo hai, ye hai. He was taking that pleasure in that these are my family members. So similarly, Krishna is so much at home when he is with his clothes. But there is a difference again. What we talk about our material platform family, if that group photograph was some 20 years back and now if you see it, there is lot of relationship breaking. There is bitterness. Abhi to hum log saath mein nahi. So this is parivara vishesha, which is different from what parivara vishesha we talk of in this world. So he is exuberant in their company. He just shines. So that's what Hare Krishna. So that is Gokule Brajamanam. The Lord is so intimate. Prabhupada, of course, he gives an example of even a, here we are talking about someone who is a supreme controller. Even in material world, some controller, if you see that, you know, he has his inner chambers and he has his living room. And the living room, he meets his friends and guests and there is some formality, you know, the way he meet. But in the inner chambers, he is free. His brother, sister, sons, grandson, his wife, his mother may be calling him up in a nif, which obviously his friends and the guests who come to meet him, they can't say that. So there is some. So what we are talking about, this Leela is a Leela of inner chamber of what you understand, where everyone, they don't have an access to that. You can't enter the inner chamber of a person who is very influential, powerful. So this is Gokule Brajamanam. So Tattva, then the Rupa, then Parivara, then the third and the fourth line talks about the Leela. So the words we selected, is this is the background for what Satyavrat Muni's expression of this Ashtakam, Damodar Ashtakam. So in 10th canto, 9th chapter, there's a detail, several verses are there. One of the verse, because this verse very much is very close to the first verse, because this word Uluka comes here, right? And same thing, so this third and fourth line which says about Yashoda Biyo Lukalad Dhavamanam. Yashoda is Yashoda. Bhya, he was fearful. Lukalad, that is Ukal. Dhavamanam is he started running. So what exactly happened to understand this Leela is Krishna was being breastfed and suddenly Yashoda put him down. She went into the kitchen because the milk was boiling. So Krishna was upset. He said, how can she do that, you know? I'm not satisfied. And she didn't even ask me, she just left. So what does she think? You think I can't do anything? I'll also do something. So he broke the clay pot where she was using it to churn the yogurt to make butter. And suddenly then he realized, my God, what has he done? I'm sure she is going to punish him. So he ran away from there. He ran to another room. And Yashoda, when she came, she saw the clay pot was broken. All the yogurt, everything here and there. So she was amused. She smiled in the beginning. What type of mischief my son does? But then obviously she was not seeing her son as God. So like any other mother, she was thinking, but what will happen if I don't discipline him? What will happen in the future? What type of a character he'll have? So she takes a stick and she follows the track. Now she knows who has done it, she knows it. And she can see the footprint of Krishna, who has gone to another room. And what he did there is in another room, he turned upside down the grinding mortar. You know, grinding mortar is used in the villages. With a pestle, you put all the spices and, you know, mechanically, it is physically done like this to grind the spices. So he turned it upside down and he climbed on that because all these things are kept hanging up. That is also why they were keeping, because Krishna has to come and steal. So they used to keep all the butter up, hanging up. So he went and broke those pots and he started distributing it to the monkeys. But as he was distributing to the monkeys, he knew that he has committed a crime. He has done something wrong and Mother Yashoda is going to come. So in this verse it says about that his eyes were moving here and there, darting here and there, when she will come. Fearful and is, but as soon as you could make out, because she was coming very slowly, very cautiously, she was coming behind and he saw the monkey's face became scared, so she knew that she has come. As soon as she saw she came with a stick, he jumped out from the ukkal. He was 4 year old, so he could jump out. He jumped and he started running. Now he is a small child, 4-year-old child. Now Yashoda, she was quite bulky, her hips were very wide. She started running. And he is running, she started running, 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 running. And in that running, Dhavamanam, Paramrishtam Atyanto Drutya Gopya. Paramrishtam. Means she went and caught him from behind. Behind she caught him and she had to atyantato, she had to run really fast because she could not, but because she was Krishna's pace was whatever he was, even if he was running fast because he had very small, so she went and caught him from behind. And when she saw Yashoda holding this thing, he started trembling with fear, he started crying. So this is that Leela Vishesha which Satyavrat Muni is saying in these words. So he is just visualizing that and he is saying that I don't desire anything else. So this is the intimate pastime which Krishna showed it in this world, this Bhoma Vrindavan. Because these pastimes happen here, so to attract all of us, he did this. So there's a very nice article which Gauranga Darshan Prabhu has written in BTG, where he just resolves all the contradictions and he says how the Lord takes pleasure in being bhakta vashyatha. He is bound by love. And all the dualities of these worlds are resolved in this, that the absolute truth, but he lies, he is a cause, he is self-satisfied but is becoming angry, he is peace personified but becomes angry, he is self-satisfied but is becoming hungry, and time personified flees in fear, he is the fastest but gets caught, but condensed bliss but he cries, but he is the object of prayers but he gets scolded, he is a supreme judge but he awaits judgment. His attempt to bind, he is all pervading, but he is bound. So this is how the divinity's desire and versus the devotee's determination. So this is what in short is our Damodar Astakam prayers which we have been told during this month when we chant. But the whole purpose to understand this is that Krishna is Bhavagrahi. So anyway we are chanting and many of us can recite it by heart because we have been chanting for so many years. Even if you chant it mechanically, there is valuable spiritual credits. So what to speak with this understanding? Namam Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam is intimacy, Parivar Gokule. Yashoda bhyo out of fear, lukhalad dhavamanam, param ritham atyanta to dhrutya gopya. Yashoda going behind and catching him and he becoming fearful and she is trying to bind him. This leela, something very unique, and this is one of the vishesha. But when Yashoda is running, of course, Sanatana Goswami also adds some terms like, Saundarya Vishesha and Sneha Vishesha, because it's such a beautiful thing and also shows her affection for him and her own beauty when she is running. Her hairs are disheveled, her flowers are falling, the way her body is moving to catch him itself is so beautiful. So this is what Satyavrata Muni wants to capture and he wants to keep it forever in his heart and he has no other desire. So this is the conclusion for our understanding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavan Ramya Kasita. So he is very focused about that. What type of whom are we worshipping? We are Brajabhaktas. We worship that pastime of Krishna who performs this type of, and especially during this month. So we are all are blessed by Prabhupada's mercy that we are in Govardhan village. To understand the value of being in Govardhan, it's not a very ordinary place, because this is a place where in the verse it is said Brajamanam. So this is Brajamanam. Here is a place where there is exuberance, is easy, because the remembrance of Krishna's leela is very much visible. So if we can remember, hear, chant, absorb, we are right there. That's how even His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj always says that this place is Vaikuntha. because devotees have come together, sincere, they are practicing, and you are in the midst of them, means you are in Vaikuntha. I mean, we used to look here and there, are you in Vaikuntha? Yeah. So what to speak about Govardhan, as Maharaj's desire, that what he wanted, he says that this is your home. Many times he speaks, he casually says, he says, this is your home. So I heard from Gauranga Prabhu once that Maharaj has several projects he was involved in. Right from the day there was nothing. First thing he wanted to establish is Brahmacharya Ashram. He said, give me some time. And he invested. And then slowly, Grahasthas, consular system. Then from consular system, so many things evolved. The school, the hospital, Yamuna Kinari. Preaching spread all over Maharashtra. So many devotees started coming. And then he was always looking out for, this was his desire. We hear the details about, he was unfolding it step by step, but in his mind it was there. There will be a farm community. There will be like this. There will be dioramas. There is this. So his, so I heard him, he made it very, he said that, this is the last. This is the last destination. This is what is I want to offer. This will be my last. So everything is invested here. So one sense, those who are devotees, who are sincerely practicing, so we can't ask more than any other facilities to increase our devotion for Krishna. And that is Govardhan eco-village. And Govardhan also, he said, the way outside world people are suffering, material miseries are attacking from outside. This is Govardhan. You come here and you take shelter the way the residents have taken shelter under Govardhan. But then he added, then you can't take shelter unless you do seva. So this is a place where shelter naturally will follow, devotion will follow. But you start with seva. So you do seva and Krishna will reveal his utmost mercy on all of us. So with heartfelt gratitude for giving me this opportunity, I was a little hesitant in the beginning because such scholarly presentations are going on and suddenly there is an interruption, there's a break. Why you want to drop it? So. But anyway, I'm thanking you, Shivanand Shyam Prabhu. Some understanding about Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam. Lasat Kundalam Gokuli Brajama. We can sing once together. Only one.
Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam. Lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam Yashoda biyolu kaladdavamanam Param shritam atyanta todrutya gopya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So yes, Gauranga Prabhu, you want to, still there is some time, anything you want to say on this? What questions to be asked here? Everyone is, so beginning of Damodar, Mahina, Damodar Mas, Kas, Kartik Mas, Srimati Radharani's. Hare Krishna. Yes, Lord.
So, basically, Maharaj has tried to create a Vrindavan here. And you have also, you know, experienced Maharaj's mood for serving the Brajavasis in Vrindavan and Barsana and all that. So, share some of your realizations about what has been Maharaj's mood for serving the Brajavasis because you have witnessed Barsanai camp and you have heard Maharaj with respect to Seva to the Braj. So I think in the month of Kartik, it is an opportunity to increase our Seva to Braj. So you can share about some of those experiences or interactions or some incidents which you have witnessed. Hare Krishna.
I'm not going to talk about your connection with directly going and serving there. Yes, one thing very striking is about devotees get very inspired that because they are going to Radharani's birthplace. So it's a very, there is a natural, you know, spontaneous bhav to serve because you receive mercy. So when we obviously are serving in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, there was a question that why the same mood is not here while we are working in the hospital. Because that is a dham. And everyone feels Radharani's mercy. You get Radharani's mercy. Actually, Radharani's mercy is not there only in Barsana. Radharani's mercy can be accessed anywhere. Because it's only seva, surrender. So as far as devotees together, I have several times I've heard about it, that he is very pleased to see that how devotees deal with each other. His pleasure is only in seeing that how do they care for each other. So he has said several times about, even recently when he was having this ACM, so again he brought up this point about, well, those who are subordinate to you, it is not something difficult for you, but with your peers, how you deal, that is something going to be very effective. That will create a great impact. So we all know that it's a big challenge because we all have our own differences, own opinions, and things which we not like about each other, which is very natural. But how do we deal and how do we have that feeling to really care for each other? Then some other time he said that when he was sitting there in Radha Gopinath Mandir on the class, he said, community doesn't mean sitting next to each other. Community means you care for each other. So in that context, we are millions of light years away from that feeling. So something very... So as far as Barsana Dham, Seva, I can... Because he himself, he has seen his mode of, you know, how he deals with his God brothers, and this is what was one of the most inspiring thing for all of us, which I'm sure Gaurang Prabhu, from the early 90s and all, when we were not in ISKCON and we didn't know anything about what the ISKCON world, what is happening. So when we started meeting, like, you know, Jayadvait Maharaj came, Giriraj Maharaj came, Gopal Krishna Maharaj came, Manman Maharaj, Prabhupada disciple. We were not exposed to them because we were not in ISKCON. And the way he used to deal them, way he used to worship them, way he used to glorify them, and we see them, oh, they are God brothers. So we used to feel, oh my God, this is how we should be dealing with each other. I think once in the hospital, Maharaj was admitted and Kavi Chandra Maharaj's Bhagavatam class was going on. So the doctor who came on round and all, he said, Maharaj, so he put down the volume because it was disturbing what to talk. He said, he may not be a very good orator, but you know what is his feelings for Prabhupada, what has he done? I want to hear him. So he doesn't judge by what a devotee has accomplished, achieved. But he sees that, you know. He sees what we don't see. Huh? So this is how his mood is. So you can go on speaking about it as far as Seva Bhav is concerned. Here, gave me and Prem Leela some responsibilities here. So the same thing that just look into their needs also. So that is also one type of a very serious thing about, you know, how to understand others' needs, physical, emotional, and obviously spiritual. Finally, it is spiritual which will. So he is a person of more of a emotions, relationship with them. So this is what I remember. I was not prepared to answer your question about, but one thing which I should definitely speak about is once he said here only. He said about Goswami temples. He said already there are devotees who are doing, but you should get many more people, especially Grihasthas, they should come and worship Goswami temple. Not the installed, but the 9 whatever temples we have. He was very serious about. So I was talking to Santosh Krishna Prabhu, and I've been trying that, you know. Don't think that this, because there is no vigraha there, you know. But the mood of Goswami is you go and worship. It is not a ordinary thing. So he wants that to be done. So that's another seva bhav. So there are unlimited sevas available here. So, from hospital groups, I have heard many times about respect. He said, once asked question about, well, sometimes we see that the juniors don't respect the seniors. So he said, if that etiquette is not there, everything collapses. What does it mean that seniors are demanding respect? He said, whoever they are, seniors, we may have some difference in our opinion, but we should sit, talk, and come to one understanding. If it is not something very serious, deviating, we should always cooperate. So, this is what I remember about relationship, you would always say. So, these are very easy to speak, but very challenging. And Kali Yuga influences are all to break all this. As Prabhupada said, our movement will be broken only from within. It cannot be attacked by external force. And internal force is always about our clashes with our own anarthas and others. But he makes it very clear. Sorry, Prabhu, I will be going beyond unnecessarily more than what I had. So you thought, I just remembered whatever I could say. But yes, but he said, again bringing out what Gaurang Prabhu said, this is the last. You said that? In my life, this is the last destination. Ab iske aage kuch nahi. Iske aage jana hai, to wo community jaake join karna hai. We are all here in one community, but actually the whole purpose of our being in a community is to join that community, and today is a very appropriate day to understand what is happening in that community. Kya ho raha hai? Gokule Braja Mano. Braja, Lord is so just majesty, everything comes out, his qualities, because it is very natural for him, because he sees the reciprocation. Nahi hai to reciprocation kya? So he gets all. So he is so happy, he is so joyful. He's, whether he is crying or, you know, he is happy. So, Mahabhagavat, what a relevant 1, 2, 3, 4, all was for today's first verse. Uske baad mein malum nahi kal aage next kya hone wala hai. But this one is, see, of course, this, see, this, she's running behind with the stick, and she is stealing. And she very cautiously, she's entering the room. He is hiding, of course, thoda alag leela hoga, and the monkeys. So thank you very much. So Damodar Maas ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Damodar Ashtakam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samasta Bhakta Vrind ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Jai Gauranga Prabhu.